Jerry Bader Show, 10:06. It must be a coincidence we're talking about the Miami Dolphins hazing bullying case, and Jason plays Foreigner Head Games as the classic cut on Wednesday. Just a coincidence, I'm sure. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment here. First, I want to say howdy, and we'll bring him in on this topic in just a couple of minutes here. KFGO's own Mike McFeely, who you hear on the show when it works out. Our schedules have just sucked lately. But right across the way from me, howdy, dude.
Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Had dinner last night?
We did. And, you know, I got a call this morning from the Fargo police and said, we're finding a whole bunch of turpentine cans laying around Fargo.
Hey.
They said, you know what's going on? I said, absolutely. There's a bunch of guys from Wisconsin in town. That's what's going on.
Hey.
Bader and company are in town, so they have to act like they're at home.
See? To guard against that, that's why we did not take station vehicles out last night. We took a cab.
You did, as to the restaurant.
Absolutely.
How do you find Fargo, by the way? This is your first trip to Fargo.
Hey, you know what? It's a great town. Seriously. It really is. And those of you who've seen the movie, nobody here talks that way.
Oh, yeah. We kind of talk that way.
Oh, when you try. But otherwise, no. I have had wonderful meals. Folks here in the building are just wonderful hosts. I mean, no, really. I can't say a discouraging word.
Well, good.
Yeah, I really can't.
Welcome to Fargo.
Speaking of discouraging words, my listeners are beating the hell out of an alleged victim of abuse. He's had a couple of defenders, but most agree with an email that I shared earlier in the show from a female listener who says this is all about the chickification of men. Let's take a couple of calls, and then we'll see what Mike thinks. John on the road, you're up. Thanks for waiting. Go.
Hey, Jerry, I've got a comment on this. While I agree with your emailer up to a point, yes, I know that there's a typification of men. I've seen it. I witnessed it. I've been part of it. Namely, like on the schoolyard where a group of boys can't get a game of pickup tackle football. You know, that's not allowed anymore. They can't do a game that I used to play, you know, in school. You smear the guy, you know, with the football. Or now that battle ball has been abolished, you know, in the gym class. There is a typification of men. But this situation is completely different. This is a workplace environment. There are laws protecting this kind of situation. This guy was harassed. He was harassed in the workplace. That's workplace harassment. That's a hostile work environment. In addition, some of the reports I saw, this guy was actually told that he would be killed. And that's the words that were used. His life was threatened. You can't do that in the workplace. There are laws that protect employees from that. While, yes, there is a typification of men, I understand all that, and I agree with that. This went over and above and beyond. No one, I don't care if he's 6'5", 300 pounds, would want to work in that kind of a hostile workplace environment. And if this guy did this on his own, he should be abolished from NFL for life. And if this came down from above, from a top, from the coaching staff, they are in deep trouble, and there is going to be liability that's going to be paid here.
Let's say I agree with everything you said about workplace harassment, but he is 6'5", 315 pounds. Why didn't he put incognito on his ass? All right, thanks a lot. thanks a lot for the call. I think that answers that.
Yeah.
To Dennis in New London. Dennis, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. So my take on this is I believe that life is relative. I mean, we relate to everything in life by our lives, and just shortly, I'm going to turn 60 years old, and I've never had a timeout from a parent, a teacher, or a coach. And I look at life a little bit differently than the younger generations look at life. And in relating to what happened there, this is a younger generation. Some of them can't keep score. They don't keep score at soccer games or baseball games, and they're very sensitive, psychologically sensitive, and they relate to life in that way. And therefore, they can't put up with pressure. You know, a weightlifter never gets strong from lifting little weights.
Thanks a lot for the call. I'm going to split the baby on this, and then I will tell you what I think, then we'll see what Mike thinks. If this was orchestrated by his employer, that's indefensible. It's absolutely indefensible. On the other hand, you are a 6'5", 315-pound NFL offensive lineman. Put the guy in his ass.
Well, and that's fine, and I agree. If it came down from above, that's inexcusable.
Yes.
Heads need to roll. I think we can all agree on that, regardless of our viewpoints of the world. But going back to the workplace environment thing, I agree that that's a hostile work environment. Yeah. Nobody anywhere
should have to deal. Welcome to the NFL, though, dude.
Right, but at the same time, it's just uncivil. I mean, it just, it went far. There's a difference between saying, look, Jerry, you got to toughen up. You got to be a man in the trenches. You know, get out there and kick somebody's butt. That's fine. That's football. But this went so far beyond any level of civility and crossed over into race and everything else.
That people are just excusing the racism is amazing to me.
Come on. I don't care if you're in a bar. I don't care if you're in a radio station. I don't care if you're on a golf course. Nobody should be talked to like that. Nobody should talk to anybody else like that. It's got nothing to do with the chickification of men. It has to do with just being a human being.
I'm going to mildly disagree with you. We do ask these guys, and I'm going to use this word, to be animals on the field. And that's not a switch you can just turn on and off. These guys do operate at a different level. I'm right or wrong. This came up when Mike Tyson was charged with rape. I remember a column, and it was written by a woman. We expect him to be a pounding machine in the ring and then just flip the switch. You can't juice these guys up to play and then expect that they are going to be civil off the field of play.
Well, but can't we to a certain extent, though? Again, I get it. I've been in a million locker rooms. I was a former sports writer. Yeah, it's these guys get up for the game. It's a very intense, and you have to be. If you're not at 125% of intensity, you're going to get your ass kicked in the football field.
Exactly.
And you're going to be out of a job. Yep. I get all that stuff. But at the same time, you have to be able to be, I keep using the word civil, but that's the right word. You have to be able to be civil in this planet.
All right, let's get to Tamara in Green Bay. Tamara, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. There's three things I need to say before I make my point. Number one, I can't speak to the racism because I'm Caucasian. Number two, I don't believe that the management should have egged this on if they did. And number three, I think the woman who wrote the article about the rape is ridiculous because that's something totally different. With that said, in my life, I'm 38, in my life I've been bullied, I've been teased, I've been pushed around. I mean, you can even say I've been sexually harassed at work. And you know what I did? I brushed it off. And if I felt the need to confront the person, I did. And that was the only way to stop them. I never went to anybody. I handled it myself.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. Here's what I would say. I've been the short, fat kid my whole life. And I was bullied pretty heavily in school. I'll tell you what, the reason they were able to do that is because they were stronger than I am. And that's the one issue that I have with this, Mike. Come on. I mean, if this guy's giving you a hard time, kick his ass.
I also don't disagree with you there, because at some point you do have to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody in our lifetime at some point has stood up for yourself and said, you know, knock it off, or this is going to happen. That's also part of being a human being.
As though he did that before going to management. Could be wrong.
Well, but, and again, that's fine. Do that. But it's still, everything else we're talking about doesn't excuse the viciousness of what's going on here.
And I don't disagree with that. And I want to be clear. If this came down from the organization, we are talking about something completely indefensible. To Gary in Tomahawk. Gary, go ahead.
Hi, I believe one of your callers mentioned something about if you can't be a real man, you should go be a pastor. Did I hear that?
Yeah, he did. He did. And Gary, you are a pastor. And,
yes, I am. And I was an Army chaplain. I've gone into combat unarmed, fighting off bullets like mosquitoes to come to aid of soldiers. I've worked in the prison system and been beat up by inmates. And I sit by bedsides watching mothers hold their dying children's hands. And I really am offended by this fool, and I'd like to have him meet me in the parking lot behind church, and we'll have this out.
In other words, you would stand up for yourself?
Well, yes, I would.
All right, thanks a lot for the call, and I do appreciate it because I probably should have called him out on that, and I did not.
By the way, I've made that mistake before.
Gary's response? What was his response?
Let's go out in the parking lot. Which is not the answer to everything in the world either, is to punch somebody in the face.
Okay,
Gary.
Agreed. I agree with that, but I think the guy's going to think twice about it. But he's standing up for himself.
Yes.
All right. I get that. My producer goes, that was awesome. Yes, yes it was. Joe in Bellevue, you get the last word on this. Go ahead.
Well, Jerry, first of all, I agree with the pastor that just called. I think that's overlooked. It may not be the solution for everything, but it's an overlooked solution. I think the woman that wrote the email, I agree to a certain level with her. I do think that there's been a chickification
I do too.
Of boys and men. And that is not good. It's not good for society. It's not good for the way things are handled. But I don't think that should be confused with machismo and with false senses of manhood as well. To truly be a man, yes, you stand up for what is right and what you believe in, and you don't back down if somebody's trying to quote-unquote bully you, in a horribly overused word right now. But it also is not justification for treating people with an utter disrespect for their dignity as a human person. And I think that's what we're looking at in these cases. I mean, this particular player, Incognito, as others have said, obviously has some serious problems. But I think this gets into a lack of general discernment. Everything's the same. If you know, it's the same thing. If someone bullies you at school, a kid that fights back to a bully that hits him gets the same punishment as the bully. I think that's wrong. If someone defends themselves, they shouldn't be punished the same. And the same is true with this Incognito situation. I mean, this guy's obviously over the top. The only point I haven't heard mentioned that I think plays into this particular case is the fact that this player that walked off's parents are both highly trained lawyers. And it seems to me that they handled this in such a way to make sure that he was well covered should they seek legal redress. And I think that's a question that needs to be looked into as well. It doesn't justify the bad behavior, but I think that both sides may be playing a little bit of a game on this.
I thanks a lot for the call, Joe. I don't know about that last part.
No, what's the line of demarcation when it comes to the chickification of men? That would be my question. I'm just jumping in this conversation now. What's the definition of that we're all becoming wussies?
Well, my producer just had it. It's a battle we fight with the public school system as well, because they're making them wussies and trying not to make them realize, in other words, that you should never testosterone up and stand up for yourself. And I will tell you, I waited till the eighth grade to do it. I wish I had done it in the fourth grade, Mike, because I would have saved myself a lot of grief. Someone tried to taunt me in a classroom situation, and I knocked him on his ass. Now, he went on to weightlift, and I wouldn't do it to Larry these days because he'd kill me. Okay? But
what happened to you then?
Nothing, because the teacher wasn't there.
Okay.
He did the thing. Well, here's what he did. No. He's at the back of the row. He told every time Jerry talks, laugh. You know, so and they would all laugh. And I realized where it came from. And I did. I picked him up by the collar and pulled him right out of his desk and knocked him on his butt. And everybody stopped laughing. And I'm seriously, I waited way too long to do that. Now, you can argue, what else should I have done? Teachers knew I was being picked on. What
sure.
else?
And the problem, where I'm going with this is the problem I have is some of your callers have said, well, they don't let them play what we used to call murder ball in school.
Right.
Because some
yeah.
kids get picked. It's a broad generalization, mostly by conservatives, that the public school system is turning out a bunch of wussies and feel-good kumbaya people, when in fact, when I go into public schools with my daughter and I go into her middle school, I see educators trying to make it an environment where kids are not being picked on, where they're not being bullied. And I don't think that equals the wussification of America. I think it equals, instead of Jerry having to go to school every day and dread going to school every day, maybe because you knew you were going to be picked on, then getting rid of that environment. In some cases, does it go too far like anything else? Yes, it does. But the broad generalization of we're all becoming a bunch of pansies because kids in school can't play murder ball anymore, that to me doesn't make any sense.
Okay, do you agree with this from my producer? I tell my kids, don't ever start it, but you better finish it. Do you agree with that?
Without generalizing, again, in some cases, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I've told my daughter, and she's 12, and she has a little bit of me in her, which is, you know, take a hike if I don't like it. I've told her, if somebody's picking on you, which they don't do, luckily, I say, you know what? Stand up for yourself. I don't say punch them, but I say, use your wit. You know, put them back in their place, and then tell people about it. Then go tell the teacher, tell me, tell somebody about it.
All right, I'm going to ask Mike to hang around for one more segment in 5 minutes, because speaking of punching bags, we're going to talk about Obamacare.
Let's talk about Chris Christie instead. You guys are looking for a presidential candidate.
Don't you have one? We'll get in what we can. Bring it on. Bring it on. It's 10:20.
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.